Hey, it's JD here, and off the top of the show, I just want to make a quick announcement that Podlist is coming back. That's right, Podlist 5, to be exact. And what is a Podlist exactly? Well, it's a podcast playlist. It's a Podlist. Podlist 5 will launch July 8th, 2024, and this is your official call for submissions. I am looking for your Pavement or Pavement adjacent songs recorded on a WAV file sent to me via jd@meetingmalkmus.com or WeTransfer, preferably, because the files will be big. MP3s are okay, but WAV files rule the day. I need these files from you by June 15th of 2024 in order to make the cut, so get your files to me on or before June 15th. Get your band together. Pick up an acoustic guitar and just play your balls off for whatever song you choose. It's going to be great. We're going to have a lot of fun, and maybe we'll do something a little bit different this year with the Podlist once it's done. When you send me the file, please send me your band name or your handle, as well as any pertinent information about the band that I need to know to introduce your song. That's what I've got for you. This is your official call for submissions. Again, WAV files on or before June 15th to make Podlist number 5 a reality.
Previously on the Pavement Top 50.
All right, that was the fifth track from Bright in the Corners, Old to Begin. It's our third song from Bright in the Corners on the countdown so far. Of course, number 50 was Blue Hawaiian, and just last week we listened to Embassy Row at number 44. So here we are with Old to Begin. Josh in Pittsburgh, what do you think of this as track number 43?
I love it. It was in my top 20.
Oh, wow. Sure. Okay.
Yeah. I was kind of sitting at my desk at work thinking about where I rank these songs, and set you back just kept ringing in my head. It's not, it's probably lower down in my 20, but it's in my 20.
Hey, this is Westy from the rock and roll band Pavement, and you're listening to The Countdown.
Hey, it's JD here, back for another episode of our Top 50 Countdown for seminal indie rock band Pavement. Week over week, we're going to count down the 50 essential Pavement tracks that you selected with your very own top 20 ballots. I tabulated the results using an advanced abacus and my toes, and all that's left is for us to reveal this week's track. How will your favorite song fare in the ranking? You'll need to tune in, or whatever the podcast equivalent of tuning in is, to find out. This week, we're joined by Pavement superfan Alan. So there's that. Alan!
Hello.
How are you doing, motherfucker?
I'm very good, motherfucker. It's a bit cold here.
Yeah, brother.
Yeah, man. So I'm in Finland.
Good to have you here.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here.
Where are we talking to you from right now?
So I am a Glaswegian. I'm a Scotsman, but I uprooted to Finland 8 years ago. So we live on the west coast of Finland. So in the Glasgow of Finland, I would say.
The Glasgow of Finland.
The Glasgow of Finland, yeah, man. So
it's a very cool place then, because Glasgow is very fucking cool.
Yeah, well, this is very, very cool just now, literally, because it's minus 25. So
what is the closest city?
Next biggest one here is probably Vasa.
Okay.
Like population size.
Scandinavian geography isn't what it should be, but
we're about 3.5 hours on the train from Helsinki. So,
oh, okay.
We're quite probably about 2/3 of the way up. If you drive for another 3 hours, then you're starting to hit like the Arctic Circle and Lapland.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fuck. Nice. That's wild. That is so wild.
Yeah, man.
Well, let's talk about Pavement.
Absolutely.
Talk to me about your experience with Pavement, or your Pavement origin story.
Yeah. So I was one of the people that first heard Pavement on the John Peel show on Radio 1, would it have been. I don't know if you know who John Peel is. He was like a seminal. He's a really, really important DJ in the UK. He just had the most eclectic, eccentric taste in music. So it would be a bit of heavy dub reggae one minute, some, you know, post-industrial the next. And then he basically would just, he would put anything on, and he was a massive Pavement fan as well. So I would have heard him on his show. I had a great friend called Mark Porchani, who was, in those days, he was an avid cassette taper of all the radio shows. I believe that he still has his archive stretching back then, so he might be someone that would be good for you to speak to.
Holy shit.
Yeah, man.
That would be cool to get digitized.
Yeah, man. Well, we can speak after this, but I think he would be someone really fascinating for you to speak to as well. Anyway, digressing. So I would have heard Pavement on John Peel, but then I missed their, I think it was 92, they toured Slighted and Enchanted, yeah. And they played at Strathclyde University in Glasgow. But I missed that gig by a couple of days.
Man.
Yep. Same thing happened with Nirvana when they played the QMU in Glasgow. I missed it I bought the single 3 days after they played. Good luck. But I got to see Pavement on all the other tours after that.
You did?
Yeah. And so,
you're a turbo fan, man.
Awesome, man. Yeah. So, Crooked Rain, Breaking the Corners, and hi. All of it.
What do you think it is about the UK that really they adopted Pavement in a way that the rest of the world just didn't? You know, like they were popular in the US, of course, and popular in Canada, but it seems like the UK and Scotland, like it's much bigger than that.
It's exactly that. It's almost the same way people are about like the Rocky Horror Show. So I'm a huge fan of the Rocky Horror Show, huge fan of Pavement. And it's kind of like it for a long time, like in the mid 90s, it was like a barometer, you know, to use of, okay, these people seem kind of cool. Do you like Pavement? Yes, awesome. You know, so it was like not being like, you know, cool and elitist, but just kind of, okay, these are people who are obviously switched on. They're probably into the same kind of literature and other bands that we would like. So then it's just, I think they were just such a, or they still are, they're just an amazing stepping stone into so much other, you know, literature and architecture and psychology. It's just the subject matter of the songs, once you actually delve through the lyrics, it puts you on a lot of different nice paths, I would say. Yeah. But I think especially like, so I'm from Glasgow, so as you've experienced, a Glasgow audience, we're very vocal and we really attach ourselves, you know, it's the city's, you know, there's a lot of emotion there. A lot of it's centered towards football teams, but it's also bands. We really love our bands. You know, and I'd say the next kind of similar one city is probably like Manchester or Liverpool, where it's the same kind of vibe as Glasgow.
Wow.
Yeah.
I visited both on my UK tour.
Yeah.
When I followed Pavement, I didn't tour, but I followed their tour.
Yeah.
I went to Manchester. I was only there for like 30 hours, so I didn't get to see much, but I saw a show, so that was cool.
Yeah.
What was your favorite tour that you saw them on?
It would have been Brighton the Corners, because they played at the Glasgow School of Art.
Okay.
So I was studying just around the corner from it at the time, so I went up to the art school and I knew the guy called Simon Fox, who was the entertainment officer there. So he was the one responsible for booking all the bands for that year. And I said to him, you know, like, I'm obviously a massive fan. Is it possible to maybe see the guys before the sound check? You know, just to say hi and stuff. And he was like, well, we can't do that, but because we knew each other as well. So he was like, do you want to come to the after show? And I was like, oh, yeah. So there was a bunch of us went, and I think it was five of us that went there, and then watched an amazing gig, really, really great gig. And then we went to the after show afterwards and got hung out with them. I had a chat with Malcolm's for about 2 hours and just such engaging people, you know, and like met the whole band. I had on like an old, it was a t-shirt that it turns out that Mark Eibold designed it. So I got it on the Crooked Rain tour. So it's like this kind of cross stitch thing. And then at the gig at the art school, Eibold was like, can I buy that t-shirt off you? Because we don't have any left. And I was like, nah, I love this, man.
Yeah.
Oh. But they were just, I mean, I think they spent easily 5-6 hours just chilling with the fans in the after show and just being just really, really nice guys.
And you nailed Malcolmus down for that long.
Yeah, man. He was
nicely done.
I think I really annoyed. I don't know if you know, there's a really kind of very important band from Glasgow called The Pastels. So they were both on Geographic Domino at the same time.
Okay, yeah, Domino.
So Pastels were the support band. For that gig. And then Stephen, the singer, so he was talking to Malcolmus, and I came down the stairs and spotted Malcolmus, and I think I kind of interrupted him being a bit of a fanboy, and I think Stephen got a little bit annoyed at me. Stephen Pastel got a little bit annoyed at me, but you know, I think we've made up since then, I'm sure. So,
man. So, what was it about that show, other than meeting the band, or was that why that was the show? Is it because you met the band?
I think I bumped into them again after other gigs as well, and like, I just think it was that was peak. I think that was just, it was like they were just completely riding the zeitgeist, and yeah, they were on their absolute A game, you know, and just I just felt like they could have, you know, thrown a can down a set of stairs and it would still have got something really musical from it, and you know, just created some wonderful piece of music.
So what's your record? Which is your record, the one that you cleave to the most? Call, right? Sophie's Choice.
Yeah, totally, man. But the track that I always go back to is Here. That's just my go-to. And I was playing it to, I've got two kids, I've got a 9-year-old and a 7-year-old, and I was playing it and my daughter was like, is that your band? And I was like, no, this is Uncle Stephen and his band. It's not us, but we would maybe aspire to being a tenth of that, you know, or even 1% of that. But yeah, no, I think it's the same for a lot of people who've got so much attachment to that track, you know, but it's the same as any song, really. I mean, it's for me, having grown up, you know, and you know, that was my kind of teenage formative years, late teenage formative years and early 20s, and just so many memories on, you know, when I bought that record, or you know, any of the records, and you know, remembering being at different friends at their house and sticking vinyl on and listening to it for the first time. And people, there was a guy, I think his name was Dawson, he was a complete metalhead. He was a friend of a friend, and he was like, what is this? You know? And I was like, oh, this is Pavement, this is a new record. And he was hooked, you know, from first
that
listen.
Was it.
Yeah, man, we just put it on. I think it was Crooked Rain. Put it on and just, you know, played it 4 or 5 times in a row. And he was like, this is awesome stuff, man. And then from that,
fucking record.
Yeah, yeah. I think they are just such a good, like, great gateway band. You know,
yeah.
I think they're like, now I would say that the band that I'm probably equally as passionate about after them would be like the Super Furry Animals.
Oh, cool. I'm doing a podcast about them next week.
Awesome, man. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah,
It'll be out in the fall. That podcast will be out in the fall, but I'm doing it next week.
They're just, it's like anyone who's never heard them before, they're so lucky because they've got such a, just a beautiful back catalogue, you know, and like such a wealth of material there as well.
Well, we'll have to talk about them when we get off the podcast.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I would like to get your take. What do you say we get to the main course and we listen to track number 42?
No. All right, there you go. do you think
all
they
right,
deserve
we'll
it?
Come right back after this break with more from Alan, and we'll talk about track 42.
Hey, this is Bob Nastanovich from Pavement. Thanks for listening, and now on with a countdown.
42.
Hey, do you need a reason? Is there a separate season from which to come out of the spring? I wait all summer long, and then the winter's long, and then it's longer than afterwards. I don't need a timekeeper, I don't need an interlocutor. Baby, you're looking a little cuter day by day. Well, if you need a trademark for your sound, better look around. Treat it like a window, not a door. We'll get some more. Maybe I could be a squirt. Loosen up your magic dirt. Hold you down before the excellent coming of age. Maybe then you squirt along and sing along. Sing along. What you want? Some respects, I might be enough to cover you up and hold you down next to me, run you around, blink at me, you might see that the color is red, blurring up your eyes and your head, seeking for the sign that you're dead. Copper tones and empire homes. Everybody needs a home. Takes centuries to build, seconds to fall. Hit it.
Okay, track number 42, Easily Fooled, comes from the Rattled by Da Rush EP, and it's the third track on that EP, and it later appeared on the Sorted Sentinel edition of Wowie Zowie Reissue, along with its EP bandmate False Scorpion, and it was track number 22 on that second disc of the Sorted Sentinels collection, the reissue. So, Alan.
Yeah,
what do you think of Easily Fooled?
Love it. Love it, love it, love it. It's on, like I said to you, off air. It's probably one of my favourite tracks alongside here. Yeah, it's just such an amazing track. Love the meandering nature of it. Just really acerbic lyrics and, yeah, like it's awesome, awesome track to jam along to.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, I bet it would.
Yeah.
Because it is very jammy, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, man. And it's one of those ones, most of their stuff, the more you listen, it's like a lovely painting. It's like an oral painting. It's the more you listen to it, there's a new layer. There's like a little piano in the left speaker, and then there's a little guitar scrape in the right. And you don't really notice it maybe the first couple of listens, and you hear these lovely, almost, I think it's Malcolmist kind of doing some kind of faux Mick Jagger kind of high, you know, like vocal harmonizing with himself. It's just all these love. You can just imagine them in the studio, you know, like, or, you know, another track. Kind of. And then
which is rare for them, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, like, yeah. Apart from when, like, Stanovich putting on
they
some.
They don't seem like studio stuff. Builders to me. They seem like one take wonders, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I think it depends on the record.
So the fact
well.
That he's singing backup vocals with himself is wild.
Mm. Nah, I love it. Great. That whole single EP, awesome, man. Awesome. Yeah. It has my favorite line as well. About the,
which is?
It takes centuries to build and seconds to fall. You know, just,
oh,
just lovely, lovely poetry. Yeah.
It is. There's some real lovely and I love the rhythm.
Yeah.
I love the rhythm of his lyrics. I don't need a timekeeper. I don't need an interlocutor.
Yeah.
Right? Like and the timekeeper part strikes me because the song starts with just bass, guitar, and vocal.
Yeah.
And then in the like third line of the song the drums come in.
Yeah.
And it lifts the song. Like it just lifts it even more.
Yeah. That's just stunning. I think you can also hear in like the latter parts of it. It's like it's almost like it's the kind of genesis for folk jam as well, especially some of the vocal deliveries and some of the guitar phrase and like the drums. It's like I only noticed it like last night when I was listening to it. And I was like, fuck, that sounds a lot like. It's I think it's more about the bit of in folk jam when he starts talking about Irish folk tales scare the shit out of me. It's that those kind of phrases you can hear like the almost as if it's like a quick sketch and that then developed into that track. So it's you still yep, sorry, everything froze there. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
But yeah, no, I so
it's part of doing this with people from all over the world, right?
Yeah. The United Family of Pavement.
Yeah. Like I say, it's so nice to talk to somebody because I did the whole first part, the whole first season of the show like by myself. Yeah, so it's so cool to hear people's Pavement stories and what they think of these songs.
Yeah.
Where do you think, what do you think about where it falls? Easily Fooled, number 42. It's your favorite song, so I'm guessing you wish it were a bit higher.
Top three.
It's top three for you.
Oh, fuck yeah. I would say Grounded here and Easily Fooled would be very, very tough top three to place for me.
Wow. So you must be a bit disappointed that it's 42.
No, it's if someone's introduced to it that they've never heard it before, then that's what matters. And it's Pavement. Doesn't matter where it goes. They're all fucking number one. So, you know. So, yeah, man. There is no bad Pavement track, even Westing, by Musket and Sextant. You know, there's a lot of difficult pieces on that, but even then, there's no bad track on that either.
No, I agree. So, I agree. Those first EPs are very different. I like more melodic stuff, but you get that. You get Box Elder like right away.
Yeah.
You know, which is fantastic. So, dude, you're in a band.
Yeah, aye.
You need to do, I'm going to do a Pavement pod list again this year.
Yep.
Where I get people to, like, cover Pavement songs and send them in, and then I release it.
Yeah,
sounds awesome. As a podcast.
Yeah, man.
So that's going to come out in July, so get cracking on that.
I'll need to get in touch with Andrew Graham and then pass if he doesn't know about you already, then I'll connect you guys up. But I think he's a fascinating guy. He's got such a very broad musical taste as well. And like, you know,
I find that Pavement fans usually do have pretty broad musical taste.
Yeah, man.
You know, they're more accepting and they're more open to listen to new and different things.
Yeah. But I think it's lovely now seeing them because I went to the reunion gigs on like 2010. And it's like, it was just amazing to see this new, at least one new generation coming up, you know. And you're going, fuck, you know, like, as cultish as they were the first time around, it's great to see them kind of getting their dues, you know, and like actually, you know, making a bit of money off it, you know, and like just...
Agreed. 100%. Know? Like, yeah, I hope, man, this is funding their retirement.
Absolutely, man. But I don't know if you know the story, but well, one of the rumors of why they did the whole reunion concerts was apparently Bob Nastanovich was like a fucking degenerate gambler, and he got in deep to the wrong people for a lot of money, and then he approached the guys and went, the only way we can make fast cash is if, you know, do you want to do like these concerts? And he went, fuck it, we'll do like five to begin with and that'll cover it, and then we'll see how it goes, and then it just snowballed from that.
Holy shit.
Yeah, but again, you don't know if he's obviously he's a bit of a character, so I mean, that was how it came from his mouth in an interview, so...
Wow.
But, you know, you don't know if he's the king of bullshit or not, so...
That's rad.
Yeah, man.
Anything else you want to add about Easily Fooled?
If you've not heard it before, go and listen to it. And if you've heard it before, go and listen to it five more times. And just absorb. Yeah. And just and read the lyrics. It's, I mean, read the lyrics on their own, in their own merit, and then, and you know, really listen to them and the kind of cadence and the delivery and the track when it's playing. Yeah. Lovely, well, lovely, dude, messages, and yeah.
It's been great talking to you.
Yeah, you too, man.
That's all I got for you this week. So without further ado, stay cool and wash your goddamn hands.
Absolutely, man. Heydo, as we say here.
Thanks for listening to Meeting Malcolmus, a Pavement podcast, where we count down the top 50 Pavement tracks, as selected by you. If you've got questions or concerns, please shoot me an email, jd@meetingmalcolmus.com. Podcasts and such.